Just some halachot of what we learned in Siman Resh Mem Gimal. So the deen says over here that it's permissible for a Jew to rent out a store to a non-Jew, even though the non-Jew is going to open up on Shabbat. But we're talking about where he's just renting him the space, and it's a goy store, and has the goy's name on it, the name of the store, and the merchandise is his. And since you're renting it, everybody knows that we rent stores today. That's the normal practice. So even though he's opening up on Shabbat, so therefore it's not the Jew's problem. He's not taking any profits from the merchandise that are being sold in the store on Shabbat. After all, he's just taking a rental, and the rental's written up, you know, not a daily rental, so it's not like he's charging him by day for Shabbat. He's charging him per the month. And therefore, the deen is that it would be permissible. Again, the Jew would have to be careful that it's not known that it's his store. For example, if the name of the storefront had a Jewish name on it or something like that, there would be a concern. But normally he rented it to the goy, and the goy puts his name on it. He puts the name of the bank, or he puts the name of the restaurant that he opened up over there, whatever it may be. So therefore it would be permissible. The question is, let's say sometimes a person would rent the store out. So not renting the store, but the merchandise belongs to a Jew. And he's giving the store and the merchandise to a goy in order to manage it. And now if he's giving it to the manager and he's paying him a salary, so then for sure that means his store is opened on Shabbat. Because he's paying the goy to work for him. It's his store and it's his merchandise. So what is the goy doing? He's a shaliach. However, the question would be, if let's say he gives him percentages. And that's a good question. Because here the store belongs to the Jew, and the merchandise belongs to the Jew, but the goy now has an incentive, because when he goes to the work, he's getting a piece of the profit, of the action. So Hakam David Yosef writes in the Sefer on Amirah La'akum on page Kaf Aleph, Chedek Aleph, Ve'af im mishalem negoy sekharu lefi ahozim melevachay ha-mechirut, yesh le'esor b'ze meshum marit ayin. So there's another concern over, because everybody knows it's the Jew store. So therefore you have a problem over here of marit ayin, that the people see that the guy's store is open, even though you say, no, the goy is getting a percentage. But what do the people know? The people see a store that's open. So the only case that he's lenient in is if it's in the boondocks. He opened up a store somewhere in Middle America, and there's no Jews over there, there's no Jews in the neighboring towns, so there's no problem with Marit Ayin, and the goy is getting a percentage of the profit. So in that case, there's room to be lenient over there. Aye, but the goy is going to work on Shabbat. He's not going to work for me, he's going to work for himself, because since he has a stake in the sales. However, one has to be concerned that if there's a marit ayin, for example, the Jewish neighbors like we live in, so even such a setup, even though it's got the right formula of he's making percentages, but we have to take in the fact that everybody knows that that's a Jewish guy's store, and therefore the halakha says it would be...